Well, praise the Lord. Let's Father, our God, oh Lord, we are so incredibly grateful for your goodness, so incredibly grateful for your mercy, so grateful for your love for us. Oh Lord, you gave us a word that said, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. And then you also let us know that when we taste and see that you are good, that we are blessed. Blessed is the man who trusts in him. So, Father, like Proverbs 3:5-6 tells us that we would trust in you with all our hearts, and we won't lean on our own understanding. But in all our ways, we will acknowledge you, knowing that you will direct our path, and then we will taste and see how good you are. Father, we thank and praise you for this master's call. We thank you, dear God, for Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and Dr. P.K. Roberts and the VA's De Leon family. Father, we thank and praise you that we are here this morning, every Monday through Friday morning, and we are able to taste and see how good you are. Thank you, Lord, for the mission that these women of God were on as they started the master's call. Father, as we go through with Artists International, we can not only taste and see spiritually, but taste and see in the natural, Lord, how you are good because of the products that you have blessed the DS De Leon to provide. Now, Lord, family to provide. Father, we ask that you will bless them indeed. Continue to shower Dr. Vanessa, Dr. P.K. Roberts, and the DS De Leon family with favor. Father, we thank and praise you for their person, the man of God who will bring the word to us this morning. We thank you, Lord, that it is a word that will enrich, enhance, and empower us as believers as we begin our day. Father, we check everything that is not of you at the door, and our hearts are open and our ears are willing to hear. Now, Lord, we bind Satan in Jesus' name because this word is going to go forth. We're calling it, it's already going forth. And we know, oh God, that it will empower our lives. And we thank you, Lord, for the man of God, that you bless his entire family, bless his congregation. And, Father, remind him and let him know that nothing is too hard for you. You will do the above and beyond in his life, what he can ever ask or think, according to that power that is within him. And we praise you and honor you and give you peace. In Jesus' name, amen. I love you, my TMC family. I will now turn you over to our host. Are you there?
Yes, I am, Minister Willa. Can you hear me?
Oh, yes, I can, my sister. God bless
praise
you.
God. Praise God, and God bless you. Good morning to you, Minister Willa, and thank you for cordially greeting and seating everyone this morning, starting our call with that anointed, powerful prayer. And I love that tag, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good Tuesday. Praise God, praise God. Good morning, TMC family. I am Minister Brenda Terrell, and I welcome you once again, along with Minister Willa, to the Master's Call. I'm Brenda Terrell, as I mentioned, and I want to let you know that if we have any first-time callers on the call this morning, we're so excited to have you join us this morning, and we believe that you, too, will become a permanent part of the TMC family. So welcome, welcome. We're so thankful for this call, which started in October 2010 by two anointed, phenomenal women of God, and they are co-founders. That they are Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. And this call is simply about honoring and glorify serving our Master, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So we encourage you to invite your family and your friends and assure them that this is a wonderful way to start their day. Our call is based on the scripture, Psalms 88:13, and it says, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." We stand firmly on our mission statement, which is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. If you haven't checked out our website, we encourage you to do so because it is filled with phenomenal information. It is themasterscall.net. That's www.themasterscall.net. And all past messages have been archived on the site, as well as the bios of our speakers. And we're encouraging everyone to click on the link and give a donation to Pastor Everett Thomas in Detroit, Michigan, and his ministry, which endures some severe damage. So no gift is too small, people. Your gift will greatly be appreciated. You'll also notice that we are on day 9 of our corporate fast, and you can go back there and see the directives and information if you want to join us, because it's not too late. And you, as I said, you'll see the detailed information where it can convenience you accordingly. We are encouraging those of you who have said within their hearts that you will be a part of this ministry. You may have a word in your belly, or you may want to greet. Now in 2015 is the time. Your prayer requests and praise reports are encouraged as well. So submit your information to info@themasterscall.net. That's info @themasterscall.net. And Dr. Vanessa, our Minister Robin, who's our prayer general, will contact you. Our very own co-founder, Dr. P.K. Roberts, will hold a master's class starting tomorrow night. So please go to our Facebook page. It's Pekola, P-E-K-O-L-A, Roberts, and get the detailed information to start that master's class. Many of us are distributors with the greatest health and wellness company on this side of heaven, which significantly changes lives daily. That's right. It's an awesome company called Artist International, which was established by the Diaz de Leon family. And if you haven't heard about this great company, you might want to get with the person that invited you to this call, or you can go on to the morning motivational call right after this call, where it's hosted by our platinum president, who's better known as the godmother, Dorothy Cook, and a team of leaders. And it's held Monday through Friday right after this call. That number is 530-881-1300. That's 530-881-1300. And the PIN is 539-598-POUND. Again, 539-598-POUND. Well, TMC family, I know you are ready for a word from on high. Praise God. Our speaker for this morning is a man of God who reflects to me the spirit of David, a man after God's own heart. Pastor Everett Thomas is a baptized, of course, born-again believer and an ordained minister who's been preaching the gospel for over 35 years. He was the first assistant minister to the late pastor of Mount Zion Missionary Baptist Church and is past senior evangelist of the Calvary Baptist District. He currently serves as senior minister at Mercy House Church in Ecorse, Michigan. He is also a certified biblical counselor. Now, Pastor Everett is the founder and president of Jehovah Jireh Ministries, and this is the ministry that provides for the needs of people and has sponsored coffee houses, concerts, seminars, and assisted the elderly. Pastor Everett officiates Sunday worship service at the Across the Park apartment complex for the tenants that cannot get out to church. His belief that iron sharpens iron led him to organize and facilitate a weekly men's ministry breakfast. So Pastor Everett is a committed man of God who's committed to God and the community. He is a past president of Lincoln Park Rotary, and he is a 13-year board member of a Downriver YMCA. And he is the vice president of the Downriver Interdenominational Ministerial Alliance and is on the board of the International Christian Education Association. Pastor Everett has been married to his wife, Cheryl, for over 20 years, and his mission is to be used of God and to transform lives in spirit, soul, and body. Now, if that's not the spirit of David, I don't know what is. So now I will introduce to some and present to others none other than Pastor Everett Thomas. Pastor Thomas, are you there?
Good morning. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. God bless you. Take it away.
Well, God bless you. Thank you for that warm introduction, Minister Brenda, and setting the foundation of this call, Minister Willa. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Tuesday. Well, good morning, good morning, good morning, great morning, blessed morning. Hallelujah. Amen to my TMC family. Thank God for Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and Dr. P.K. Roberts for the vision of this ministry. We want to also thank God for the TMC family that have supported my ministry, getting our church back in order. God bless you. Thank you so much for sowing seeds of faith. We still have ways to go, but we praise God for those of you that have already made your donation. We thank God for you. Don't take it lightly. So we just thank God for this opportunity to share a word with you. And Minister Will have already talked about the message on today, and we're going to continue to move forward with the scripture found in Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6. Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6. I'll read it from the Amplified Version. And it reads, "Lean on, trust in, and be confident in the Lord with all your heart and mind, and do not rely on your own insight or understanding. In all your ways, know, recognize, and acknowledge him, and he will direct and make straight and plain your paths." Wow. We're going to talk this morning on this subject of wisdom and trusting in a faithful God. The wisdom in trusting in a faithful God. I mean, God is faithful no matter what our circumstances are, no matter what happens in life, whether the sun is shining, the rain is pouring, the snow is falling, whatever happens in our life, we have a faithful God that has promised in his word to meet every need, amen, according to his riches in Christ Jesus. So we praise God for his faithfulness. This book of Proverbs is known as the Book of Wisdom, and there's so much wisdom in this particular book. It behooves us to study it, read it, meditate on it every single day. This is the 13th of January. Happy New Year to all of you. And I try to encourage everyone to read that particular chapter that corresponds with that particular day, which is the 13th. And looking at Proverbs chapter 13, I'm from the Contemporary English Version. I just want to share a couple of scriptures that kind of leaped out to me today, and I want to encourage you to read the whole entire chapter when you get a chance. And then tomorrow, the 14th chapter, and continue on whatever day it is. But the 13th chapter of Proverbs, verse 4 says, "No matter how much you want, laziness won't help a bit, but hard work will reward you with more than enough." Amen. We often say in this industry of network marketing that the only time success comes before work is in the dictionary. Amen. We have to work hard, amen, to make something happen. And another verse, key verse here in verse 20 of the same chapter, chapter 13, Proverbs, again reading from the Contemporary English Version. Verse 20 says, "Wise friends make you wise, but you hurt yourself by going around with fools." Amen. So the question is, who you been hanging around lately? Amen. Who's in your inner circle? Who's really, amen, rubbing shoulders with you? I know we say that iron sharpens iron, but yes, that's true. And but it behooves us to make sure we sharpen ourselves with wise individuals. Amen. Amen. "So he that walk with wise men shall be wise. The companion of fools will be destroyed." That's from the King James Version. So this book of wisdom can really transform a person's life. It can really make a difference in your business. It can make a difference in your family, your marriage. Any area of life that you find yourself in, this book of wisdom can really make an impact. So we want to make sure you understand this morning that the wisdom in trusting a faithful God can make your dream come to pass. Yes, it can. Yes, it can. Yes, it can make a difference in your life. Whatever you are, amen, embarking upon this 2015, make sure you lean in and depending on not your own understanding, but on the living word of God. And of course, amen, we do have a faithful God. Amen. So let's look at something here that I found a very impacting. John Maxwell has a study Bible, and he has a lot of good nuggets in it. And just wanted to read a little bit from this Bible, the John Maxwell study Bible. He says here, the irony of spiritual leadership, get understanding, but don't lean on it. So get understanding, but don't lean on it. He says Proverbs 2 and 3 poses an apparent paradox in spiritual leadership. We ought to get wisdom and understanding, chapter 2, verses 1 through 5, yet we are not to lean on it apart from the Lord, chapter 3, verses 5 and 6. Even good wisdom divorced from God can become a snare. So how are godly leaders to think? Well, he has 10 points here. You might want to write these down. 10 points here that John Maxwell has. He says, so how are godly leaders to think? Well, number one, godly leaders think big. They realize God's vision is usually bigger than theirs. Number two, godly leaders think other people. They always include others in the mix. Number three, godly leaders think continually. They're not satisfied with today's answers. Number four, godly leaders think bottom line. They want to see results and fruit. Number five, godly leaders think continual growth. They want to keep improving. Number six, godly leaders think without lines. They let God outside of the box. Number seven, godly leaders think victory. They want to see God's rule come to earth. Number eight, godly leaders think intuitively. They have a sense of what will work. Number nine, godly leaders think servanthood. They want to serve and add value to people. And then number 10, godly leaders think quickly. They evaluate quickly and see possible answers. Wow, wow, wow. So we realize here, amen, looking at this particular message here that John Maxwell left in his study Bible, that leaders, amen, are important when it comes to making something happen. But they cannot leave out God, amen. If we're going to be the kind of leaders that God will have us to be, and we all are leaders, wherever you are, in, amen, artists, which we are in the artist business, most of us on the line, no matter where you are in your, amen, level of development, God has, amen, something for you, amen, that only he can bring to pass. And it's nothing wrong with learning and gleaming from others, but the faithfulness of God is the only one you can depend on. I mean, people mean well. And then they tell you that they're with you, they're for you. And even sometimes they promise us, I'm going to be by your house at 7 p.m. on tomorrow. Then you look at your clock, it's 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, they haven't heard, you haven't heard from them, they haven't called, and you haven't seen them. They mean well. Some things happen, whatever, but when you depend on God, amen, somebody, amen, he would never let you down. Amen. I heard somebody say you can always lean and depend on him. Amen. Jesus said, I would never leave you nor forsake you. So it's so important to have the wisdom enough, amen, to trust in a faithful God. Because some people, man, they mean well. Amen. I know some of us know people have left artists and gone elsewhere. Well, God bless them. But those of us that stick and stay and won't go away, there's a big blessing waiting on you. Amen, waiting for you. Amen. God's going to do us a great thing here in number 2015. We made it over, thank God. We made it over. What happened? 2014, it happened. Yes, it did. Yes, it did. But this is 2015. Great things will happen. Amen. Great things are going to happen. Great things are on the way. Just keep on trusting. Keep on believing. Keep on believing God's word. Amen. Something about holding on to God's unchanging hand. So you see here it says, even good wisdom divorced from God can become a snare. So how are godly leaders thinking? And these 10 points, you might want to get the replay to get the, if you didn't get it the first time, this replay will definitely help you write these points down, which will be very beneficial. Now, another quote I want to share with you is from Charles H. Spurgeon. He says, wisdom is the right use of knowledge. To know is not to be wise. He says, many men know a great deal and are all the greater fools for it. There is no fool so great as the knowing fool, but to know how to use knowledge is to have wisdom. Wow, wow. So wisdom is the right use of knowledge. Amen. So you can't know a lot and don't do a lot. Yeah. You can know a whole lot. Say, I know this, and I'm educated. I got my master's degree. I got this. I got that going on for me. But if you don't do nothing with it, if you don't move, it's hard to steer. In fact, you can't steer a car that's not moving. Try it sometimes. Just sit there and start trying to steer your young man. So God, amen, has a way of using those of us that's moving. You got that? Write that down. God uses, amen, those that are moving. Amen. He has a way of moving us. Amen. Blessing us as we move in a direction that he has in store for us. How many know that God has a purpose and a plan for our lives? Amen. And this is a great vehicle that we have found in the artist. Thank God for the De Leon family. Pablo De Leon, amen, had a vision and dream to make this happen. And look at it now. It's a global company, debt-free company. Amen. So praise God for the wisdom. And what has got us in this business and keeping us is our whys. You know, somebody said you have to have a why that makes you cry. You know, because if you're not in it to win it, amen, you're just in it just to be in it. Amen. Just in it to say I'm in it. Amen. So I'm looking forward to greater things this year. Yes, thank God for all of you that did make a donation to my ministry, but I'm not leaning depending on what you do. You know, I thank God for what you do, but I'm leaning depending on the faithfulness of God. Amen. And this vehicle that we have in our hands, we have the 90K in 90 days. You know, if the Lord bless me, and I believe he will, amen, to get this 90K in 90 days, I thank God I'll be over and above that which I need to make this church back and it will be beyond what it was before I got it. Amen. Amen. I mean, you don't have to raise your hand. You don't have to say amen. But I mean, looking for a tsunami blessing on this new year, in this new year. I mean, looking for a tsunami. I mean, overflow. I mean, not just an increase, but overflow blessing. Well, it depends on standing on God's word and the wisdom that and trusting in a faithful God. You can't leave God out. I mean, a lot of some of us have a tendency, whether you want to admit it or not, we believe in having God as a spare tire. You just have a spare tire back there in your trunk of your car just in case you need it. Oh, yeah. You're driving around. You don't even think about it. It's there, but you do your own thing. You go in here and there and everywhere, and the spare tire doesn't really matter. Yeah, I mean, you don't really even notice it. But just wait till you get a flat tire. You'll be hoping that spare tire is full of air. And that's ready to, amen, to be used. Well, God, sometimes we treat him like that. God, just be there when I need you. You know, don't bother me. Don't challenge me. I know what I'm doing. I know where I'm going. I got my dream. I got my hopes. I got my plan of action. And by the way, I just pray, God, you just bless my plan. And I mean, it don't work that way, God. God don't bless mess sometimes. You don't, or never. You don't. Hey, come on, somebody. He don't bless mess. So if you know you got the right thing, you know you're going to head in the right direction, make sure God, amen, is on board. Not just on board, but he is in charge. I mean, you know, God wants to be in charge. You know, the word of God tells us in Matthew 6:33, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness and all these other things we added unto you. So get, amen, some wisdom. Get the knowledge that you need, but don't lean on your own understanding. Amen, amen. There's nothing wrong with getting understanding. But make sure God is in it. God is number one. God wants to be first. He don't want to be second player, second fiddle. He wants to make sure he is first. Lordship of Christ basically says that, Lord, you are in charge. You are Lord in my life, not just my Savior. I know just having Jesus Christ as your Savior, you know, just like I have my ticket to heaven. Hallelujah. When I get to heaven, I'll be able to shout all over God's heaven. But while you on your journey to heaven, who is in charge? Is Jesus really Lord? Amen. The word of God says every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess that Jesus is Lord. Is he really Lord of your life? Well, it will show in their fruit. Amen. It will show in how productive we are as we take this journey of life. So 2015, yes, make this a great year and make this a great day. Amen. Make it a great day that you can taste and see that the Lord indeed is good. I remember Campbell Soup that, good. Amen. Amen. So we all be saying, God, you are so good. Amen. And we're going to make it happen on this day, Tuesday. Let somebody know that God is still good and he has great things waiting for you. God bless you. Back to you, Minister Brenda Terrell.
Praise God. Can you hear me, Pastor Everett?
Yes, I can.
Okay. Praise God. Praise God. God bless you for that profound and awesome word this morning. The wisdom of trusting a faithful God. Praise God. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. And Pastor Everett, I will call you back after the few announcements for the benediction. Lord God, we thank you, God, once again, for giving us another profound word this morning, O God, that we can taste and see that you are good, that we can realize that you are the God Almighty. And the wisdom of it all, Lord, is to trust in you because you are faithful. Lord God, we thank you for Pastor Everett for giving us this word, Lord God, that anointed word that we've come to realize, Father, that you have made us the head and not the tail, above and not beneath, and that you were wounded for our transgressions. You were bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace is upon you, and by your stripes we were and we are healed. And with that in mind, Lord God, we're lifting up Marie Preston's mother, Lord God. We're thanking you, Lord, for restoring her as you're healing her body from the top of her head to the soles of her feet. We thank you, Father, for Reggie Flanagan's father, James, Lord God, that you bringing him back home tomorrow, Lord God, restoring him and refreshing him, Lord God, and keeping him in perfect peace, Lord God, as you minister to his mind, body, and spirit, oh God. We thank you, Father God, for all those that are sick and shut in, Lord God, that's going through trying situations, Father. We call them healed by the blood of the Lamb. And we thank you in advance for doing the work. It's not by power. It's not by might. It's by your spirit, says the Lord. And we thank you for your word that's forever settled in heaven. Lord God, we lift up the bereaved families across the nation, Lord, the Crouch family, the Trotter family, the Williams family, the families that haven't been called, Father God. You know who they are. And we're lifting them up before you, Father God, that you give them perfect peace, that you strengthen them and restore them. And let them know, Lord God, to be absent from the body is to be present with you. And so we're rejoicing with these families, letting them know, Lord God, that the celebrations of their loved ones, Lord God, is pleasant in your eyes. And Father God, we thank you for all those that are on this call this morning, Lord God. And we decree and declare that we will not only be hearers, but we'll be doers of your word. So, Father, we thank you that you said that no greater love than this, than a man lay down his life for his friend, Father God. Let us not look to our own selves, but to the souls and the needs of others, O God. And let us be doers of your word, Father God. We thank you, Father, for Jackie Henderson and the families that are surrounded by her, around her, Lord God, Tara and Aaron's father, Lord Odie. We thank you for healing them, strengthening them. We thank you for Siobhan, oh God, for keeping her in perfect peace, Father God. We thank you, Lord, for LaShawn and all the families that are around her, Lord God, that you're ministering to their needs, Father, at this very hour. We thank you, Father, for Deborah and her aunt and her mom and all those that are surrounding her surroundings, oh God. And we thank you that you're healing every need, Father God, that you're meeting every need in the name of Jesus. We thank you for Ada and her mom and her husband, Lord God, and their business. We thank you that you're doing a work like none other. And we glorify you and we honor you, Lord God, that we will continue to taste and see that you're good in all our ways, O God. And we come to realize that the sufferings of this world can be compared to the glory that you instill in each and every one of us. So, Father God, reveal your glory in every situation. And we be careful to give your name the glory, the honor, and the praise. We thank you for restoring Pastor Everett as he gave us this word, his family, his surrounding, his ministry, Father God. We thank you for doing the work according to your will and according to your way, because you know the plan. You have the plan. And we're thanking you in advance for doing the work. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, amen. Well, I do have a correction. TMC family, the master's class is not going to be tomorrow night, but it will be Thursday night. Again, go to the Pecola Roberts Facebook and get and register for that class. It'll start Thursday night. And to hear the awesome playback number of this message is 712-432-1085. That's 712-432-1085. And the PIN is the same, 957-677-POUND. Remember that this is the day that the Lord have made, so go to the motivational call right after this and hear about the awesome products that we have. And that number, 530-881-1300. The PIN, 539-598-POUND. Again, thank you, Minister Willa, for opening up with that awesome prayer and that tag, Oh, Taste and See That the Lord is Good Tuesday. And Pastor Everett, we so thank you once again for that powerful message this morning. Will you please come back and give us the benediction?
The Lord bless you and watch, guard, and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon and enlighten you and be gracious, kind, merciful, and giving favor to you. The Lord lift up his approving countenance upon you and give you peace, tranquility of heart, and life continually. In Jesus' name, amen. Be blessed.